thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 12 and verses 38 to 40. Now, we know that Jesus here is giving a most critical, confrontational address about these scribes, the professional teachers here. And he's saying to the people, watch out for the teachers of the law. They like to walk around in flowing robes. They like to be greeted in the marketplaces. They really loved the most important seats in the synagogues, and they covet the places of honor at the banquets. This is what's going on. They devour widows' houses and for a show make lengthy prayers. Such men will be punished most severely. But I want to deal with appearances. Appearances. I think that's the title I should give for this. Appearances. How did it appear? There are some pluses here from the appearance point of view. But remember, Jesus speaks about their severe punishment. Now let's see, what's the good points? What's the appearances that they would covet? Well, they were sociable creatures, were they not? They didn't lock themselves away in their dens, in their studies. Of course, they were men of books, they were readers, they were students, they were teachers of the law, and so on. But they were out and about. They were talking to people, meeting people, accessible, as it would seem. They're in the marketplace, they're in the synagogues, they attend feasts, they go to all these social occasions, and they call on the widows in their stress, in distress, and they love the greetings. They're a sociable people. They're jolly good fellows in their own eyes. They want to be seen. They're out and about. Secondly, they're religious men. Let's give them that way of living. They would call themselves, that's what they want to be known as, that's what they're aiming for, religion. They attended the synagogue, didn't they? Okay, it's their job, you might say. They had to, but they did. And whatever the motive, they went and they sat in the chief place and they were teaching the law and they prayed. And they prayed long, too, long prayers, lengthy prayers. So many would give them very high marks here, religious, always in their place, wearing the right robes, using the right words, praying and so on. They talk, and it seems, scripturally and spiritually. Verse 35, the scribes, the teachers of the law say that Christ, the Messiah, is the son of David. So, oh yes, they're spiritual people. You see, they're not hidden away. It could be said of some ministers that they're on a Sunday they're incomprehensible, and on Monday to Saturday they're invisible. But it's not for these. They're not devoid of social skills. They're not fully academic in the sense of locked away in ivory towers, and so on. But here's a warning. You see, religion consists of meetings and Bible chatting and praying and social contact and so on. These are popular, likable fellows, but it's religious. But remember the context. This is a heavily critical passage. Watch out for these people. There's a danger. More than a danger. There's a terrible thing here. This is professionalism, it's religion, it's social skills, it's robes and greetings and prayers. But there's all sorts of corruption going on here. I'm trying to glean what I can out of it. I don't think Jesus condemns the praying or the attendance at synagogue in the Old Covenant. No, I'm not saying that. But he's condemning something here very seriously. Beware of appearances, my friend. Superficial, skin deep. As he taught, Jesus said, watch out for the teachers of the law. They walk around, oh, they're seen. Yeah, they've got their flowing robes. They like to be greeted in the marketplaces. Oh, yeah, they're using the right titles, the right name. Is there anything of this in the evangelical world? They have the most important seats in the synagogues, the places of honor, have banquets. Is there any of this in the evangelical world? Is there any justification in the evangelical world of using titles when Christ strictly forbids it. Call no man this, that, and the other, but we do. Excuses are made. Arguments are delivered. Is there any of this? Devouring of widows' houses and for a show make lengthy prayers. Are we presenters, like the TV presenters? Oh God, search me, try me, know my heart, see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Oh, if not, such men will be punished most severely, said Christ. Most severely.